Governor John Hickenlooper is known for taking a relatively hands-off approach at the legislature rather than telling lawmakers whether or not to pass a bill. So many lawmakers were surprised when he said this.
We don't believe that we should legislate what happens inside a church or a place of worship, but government should treat all people equally. It's time to pass civil unions.
Last year, a civil unions bill died in the Republican-controlled House, and it appears most Republicans won't budge on the issue this year. Republican Representative Mark Waller of Colorado Springs says he's a no vote.
This is something that was done by a vote of the people in 2006 to say we don't want gay marriage in the state of Colorado. The civil unions bill I saw last year and voted against last year was effectively gay marriage in the state of Colorado. This needs to go back to a vote of the people.
But a handful of Republicans do back civil unions, including Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango. She says she's glad the governor weighed in.
He's had really the pleasure of having a divided legislature in the sense that a lot of difficult, controversial bills have not landed on his desk. The civil unions bill is certainly one of those that's very controversial, and I think showing some leadership on that is probably very important.
Most of the governor's nearly 40-minute speech was less controversial and received a warm response from both sides of the aisle. Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty says he was happy to hear the governor say traditional energy is a priority.
The recognition that it is a place where Colorado's economy can grow and put not only thousands of Coloradans back to work, but I do believe tens of thousands of Coloradans back to work.
And McNulty says he's glad Hickenlooper is encouraging lawmakers to move beyond partisan gridlock to set a model for the country on how to get things done.
I appreciate very much this governor's willingness to work together and his interest in bringing Coloradans together. He's done it in a way that's been more effective than his predecessor, Governor Ritter, but at some point you do need to show that leadership to move this state forward and to get to that level of specificity.
Hickenlooper did talk some specifics on Thursday. He defended his decision to suspend a $100 million property tax break for seniors to help fill the budget shortfall. He also asked the legislature to refer a measure to voters to reform the state's personnel rules. And he wants to cut down on Medicaid costs.
The costs of Medicaid are not sustainable within the state budget. We are absolutely committed to bending the Medicaid cost curve and pursuing strategies that will cut Medicaid costs. We are tackling fraud, overpayments, and eligibility.
Democratic Senator Bob Bacon of Fort Collins called it a great speech that left nothing out.
And isn't that the job of a State of the State address, just to touch on everything so everybody feels as though their interests have been addressed?
Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs says it helps that both parties are on the same page when it comes to boosting the state's struggling economy. The governor's talked a lot about cutting red tape for businesses and streamlining regulations, something Republicans have also been pushing.
We all get the jobs thing. You've now heard five speeches talking about how Colorado needs jobs. So hopefully this year, the reality will finally match up to the rhetoric and we will find some common ground.
Cadman called Hickenlooper a great cheerleader for Colorado, but that wasn't the only thing the governor cheered for.
Indulge me a moment as I use 15 words of this speech. That would be in honor of Tim Tebow, 15 words, to talk a little football. Good luck to the resilient Denver Broncos. Beat those New England Patriots on Saturday night.
And even if lawmakers can't legislate a Broncos victory, it's safe to say many may be hoping for a little Tebow magic when it comes to getting bills passed during a tough election year and holding heated debates over issues like the beleaguered state budget. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.